can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian, Marion. Heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are going to chat it up today with Julia Carlos. She is the manager at the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings, which, of course, is part of the Dakota County Library System. And we're so darn excited to hear what's new at the library. Julia, how have you been?
Doing pretty well. We have been just excited to have some new changes at the library that I'm here to talk about today.
Well, I can't wait. So how have things been at the library? COVID has really changed, of course, the way that we are able to interact with you, but you've still been open in many ways and you've still been able to get people what they need. So are things kind of opening up a little bit more for you?
Yeah, so for a long time we were asking people to really keep their visits short and just kind of in and out what you needed to do. Some things weren't available, but now as of last week, we reopened without any time limits or capacity limits, and all our computers are back. We had a limited number of computers for a while. Study rooms are reopened. The toys are back in the kids' area. So it's slowly, and then we have a couple of steps outlined for the future that are going to even get us closer back to kind of our whole regular suite of things. But we're excited to see we have a big round bench right up near our service desk. And when we opened that up, there was a little kid that came in that day that saw it and just made his mom sit down on it and read a storybook right there because he was so excited that he could sit on that bench again.
Could that be any sweeter? That really is what the library is all about, isn't it? It's using books and, you know, getting people excited at all ages about a lifelong passion for reading. I know this is your kickoff to summer programming, and that's always a big deal at the library. So for the most part, is that going to continue, Julia?
So our summer program called Summer Discovery is happening starting next week on the 14th through July 2nd, or as long as supplies last in that frame. And it is still a fun time for kids to keep reading and learning over the summer so they don't forget everything that their teachers work so hard to teach them this year, even, you know, harder during distance learning and all of that. So when the kids come in, this is for birth through going into 12th grade, anywhere in that whole age range. You get to come in. You get an activity log of things to do to keep reading and learning over the summer. And for the pre-readers, those kind of 0 to 5s, it's based on early literacy skills that kids need to learn before they can even learn to read. They have to learn all this other stuff first. So there's stuff for them. There's stuff for teenagers, everybody in between. You get the activity log when you sign up, and you get a book to go also right when you sign up. Because, you know, if you're going to read at home, it helps to have a book. And we're going to give you a free one that you can keep forever. And there's lots of choices. So hopefully everyone is able to find something that is exciting for them.
That's pretty nice. Do we need to come into the library in person?
That will mostly be set up inside, but if you're not interested in coming into the building right now, we still are running curbside pickup for requested materials, and you can give us a call. The number is 651-438-0200. Give the library a call starting on Monday, and we can kind of help figure out what you need for your family to do that, and we'll put it out on our curbside pickup for you. So there's also an app and an online way to do it. So that one, we can't magically make the book come to you through the internet, but You can sign up and at least do the activities that way and stop in and pick up the book when you have a chance.
It's pretty nice. Julia, do you see teachers come in or parents come in and talk to you as librarians about the potential of a learning lapse this last year? And do you feel extra pressure to try to help kids, you know, at least stay where they were with their learning and perhaps even progress over the summer?
I mean, I think that's been something that I've heard from our school that, you know, the year's just been really challenging. I have, you know, teacher friends, and then of course we work with teachers from various districts in our work, and I think I've just been so amazed at what they did, but I think, yeah, they were up against a really big challenge that nobody could ever have, or, you know, there was no way to anticipate that. So I think that not everybody has, you know, there are access issues with learning online. If you, you know, have to share your internet connection with your whole family, and some people are trying to work and some people are trying to do school, it can be too much for your internet. So I think, yeah, there are probably some kids that did not get as much out of school this year as they would have if they had been able to be in person. We're hopeful that people will use us as a resource for, you know, all that fun reading that they like to do. And if there's, you know, subjects that they want to investigate, we can try to help with that too. And just see what we can set people up for success as much as we can in the fall.
You know, it's great to hear that your computers have opened up again, because people really rely on those, don't they?
Definitely. We have people coming in and doing, I mean, all kinds of things on our computers, whether they're looking for jobs or filling out paperwork for medical things or whatever they need to do, you know, or emailing friends and family. There's things that are just really run a whole wide array of uses for that. Or if you just want to come in and watch YouTube videos, you can do that too. We don't judge you. We, you know, it's all about...
Julie, I thought you weren't going to tell people that's what I did.
You know, sometimes you need to just like jam out with your headphones on.
Yes.
While you read the news.
Or, absolutely. You know, go down a rabbit hole about some topic that you're interested in. I do think that we have had an opportunity to go down rabbit holes this year. I think it's been just a weird year, and I do think that a lot of people have learned a lot about other topics that they didn't really know about, only because they're hungry to perhaps learn.
Yeah, and I think this is a great time for it to, you know, step back, and maybe we didn't all achieve all of our, you know, a lot of people went through that bread baking phase or the plant growing phase, but maybe all you managed to do was, I don't know, read the news and do a little bit of learning and keeping up with your friends, and that's okay too.
Absolutely.
But now we're back more to full services, so we have the no time limits, no capacity limits. Our meeting rooms and conference rooms will come back next week. You're able to reserve those online. At the end of the month, June 28th, our iLab makerspace equipment will be available. So if you've been wanting to do a sewing project or some 3D printing or make a button for something, you'll be able to do that again starting June 28th. And then our next step on kind of this expansion of services, July 5th, we're going to add a few more hours. So we'll be open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday, Saturday, 9 to 5. So we're getting back. That's a little bit more normal. We're doing a few programs and events over the summer, including Harry Potter Book Night on June 24th. Registration is open for that now. For kids ages 8 to 18. That'll be really fun. And then kind of a more full slate of programming will start in the fall.
Boy, that's exciting. When you talk to other librarians from around the Dakota County system, do you feel that you are in a really good spot with how much the community embraces the Pleasant Hill Library? Because I do think that we really, as a community, we're very engaged with the library. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I mean, I think all of the communities in Dakota County are very engaged with the library, and that's very true in Hastings, too. There's a lot of enthusiasm for the library and what we do. It's exciting to have, you know, there's new people coming in all the time still to see who haven't had a chance to see the new space. I mean, it's not that new anymore. It's almost 2 years that we've
remodeled.
Been in our remodeled building. But I know we've had a lot of opportunity to connect with the community, and we love seeing everyone in the building. Starting to be a little busier, which I love, so that's great. And we are really excited to the vaccine clinics that I talked about with you last time when we were here. We've wrapped those up for now. We were able to get over 900 people vaccinated at the library.
Come on.
So that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. I bet that was really a special thing. Did you have vaccination clinics all around Dakota County?
We were the only library that hosted. The county public health folks also used some spaces in our service centers that are in West St. Paul and Apple Valley. And they had a big site at a middle school in Burnsville. But so we had 5 people doing vaccinations. And that site had 30. So, you know, it's a little bit busy, difference of scale. But we couldn't have held 30 people doing vaccinations in our meeting room. So, you know. Or we had a really great time seeing all those people coming in, and, you know, people were really excited. So that was great.
You know, it was. And again, it just makes the library feel more integrated, I think, into the community. You mentioned the makerspace, and for people that don't know really the details of all the things that you just talked about a couple minutes ago, can you go into detail, like, what is a 3D printer? What kind of sewing projects can they make?
Sure. So the some of these technologies, you might just, you know, there's a cost to getting involved in it. You might not have the money to spend a few hundred or a few thousand dollars on something just to try it out. And so we have all these different things that you can try out for free with, like, the sewing machine. You might need to bring your own fabric for your project. But with the 3D printer, so it basically melts plastic and then prints these thin little layers, and you can find a 3D model online or make one yourself. You can do some 3D modeling and create. It's like a little sculptural drawing, like a blueprint, but three-dimensional. And then the printer takes that and prints out your little whatever it is in these little layers. So a lot of people use it for, you can make a, you know, little doodads like keychains or dice, or we had, when I worked at the Westcott Library, somebody made a 3D model and printed a part for his boat that was broken.
Come on.
I know, it was amazing. So that was pretty cool. So with that, you know, you might not have an idea of what you want to do, but you just want to check it out. So we have some kind of things that we can let you choose from to do, you know, just kind of a test sample thing. And then with the sewing machines, they're not the fanciest machines, but they can do all your basic stuff. So you could really make anything you want. At the beginning of COVID, we sewed a bunch of masks that we shared with library and county staff.
Julia, that's so nice.
At work. Sometimes if I have mending, I'll bring it in and, like, mend something if my hand has fallen down.
What? 'Cause it's, you will do that at
yeah, like, it's there.
Good for you.
Know, at home, I have to get the sewing machine out of the closet.
Yeah.
Get it all set up. And,
right.
But it's right there at work. So I can go do it there on my lunch break or whatever. Then we also have stations where you can take your old family movies on VHS or on 8mm film and convert them to digital. Because, you know, who has a VCR anymore?
Right.
So you can do that. You can also scan photos and negatives and slides to digital. So before that, all those, you know, the photos that you've been in your closet or your basement for a while might be deteriorating a little bit over time. So you can scan them and preserve them digitally. We also have an iMac that has Photoshop and the whole Adobe Creative Suite. So if you're doing some photo editing or video editing, or there's a lot of really powerful tools there that even I barely can can open the program, and that's about it.
So I'm thinking about somebody that is back in the dating world, and they want a good profile picture.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Would you help them with that, Julia?
Well, so that's one of the things about the iLab is that the library staff, we know a little bit, but we're not necessarily experts. So we can at least get you started, but we do have resources for people to learn too. Like on LinkedIn Learning, there's courses about Photoshop, and the introductory course itself is 30 hours long.
What?
There's just so much that program does.
And you have that program at the library.
Right. So you can learn about it on Lynda, or it used to be Lynda, now it's LinkedIn Learning, and that's free with your library card, access through our website, and then you could learn about it online for free, and then come into the library and use it. You can make reservations for all of that equipment starting June 28th through our website.
It's just crazy that we're talking about the library, because in the olden days, the library, of course, was books. You certainly have books, but there's so much more. Man, it's fascinating to find out all the good stuff going on. Julia, again, how easy is it to get a library card, please?
It is so easy to get a library card. You can actually go on our website and get one. Just type in all of your information. Our fancy geographic information systems department helped us with a system where that verifies your address is in Dakota County, and then we mail you a card. So you can do that and have access to digital resources within about an hour. And then the physical card, of course, takes a little bit longer to go through the mail. Or you could stop into our library anytime we're open. To get a card in person, we'll want to see a picture ID and then something that shows your address. So if your address is on your driver's license, that's what you need. For kids, we do need a grown-up that lives with them that can kind of be their voucher, since, you know, most 8-year-olds don't have a photo ID.
Julia, we're so glad that you called in today. Happy summer. Things are going great, it sounds, at the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings. And we want to thank our guest, Julia Karlisch. She is the manager of the Pleasant Hill Library. Do visit them. They're always looking for people to come in. And now that they're open a little bit more, do pop in and keep your learning going forward. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Marion, Madam Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion, heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, badly, Madam Librarian. Marion, if I stumbled and I busted my whatchamacallit, I could lie on your floor unnoticed till my body had turned to carrion.